Welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast, and welcome to our spoiler-free review for Extraordinary Season 2. This top makes me look fat. Couldn't agree more, Mary. Huge. Welcome to the Geekcentric Podcast. My name is Nate, and this is our spoiler-free review for Extraordinary Season 2. Special thanks, as always, to our friends at Disney Plus Canada for letting us watch this season early for review. My name is Nate, and if you're joining us for the first time, we are Geekcentric, a podcast focusing on the world of movies, TV shows, video games, and all things geekcentric. Joining me for today's spoiler-free review, he's certainly got Riz. And he loves a heartfelt scene with Jizz. He's Justin, the Jizz Lord Lovin' Lawrence.
Good use of the J in my name.
Well, it works in both accounts, right? Jizz and Lord Lawrence, I thought works. And like, what other review are we going to be able to talk about Jizz?
You know Star what I mean? Wars, maybe. But
true. Okay. For our true Star Wars nerds, that are geeks that are listening, absolutely, we might talk about the musical stylings of Jizz. But how's it going, man? Are you stoked to get back into the show?
Oh, I was very excited to get back into the show, especially how things were left in the first season. You know, we didn't review the first season, but we did watch it, and we both fully enjoyed it. We thought Dude. It was just such a great take on the superhero genre, but it's not even really superheroes. It's more superpowers
genre. Yeah.
And I think the thing that's so refreshing about the show is that there's no sense of heroes and villains. There's just good people and bad people. And
yes. mostly
bad people. But for the most part, I think the refreshing part of Extraordinary from season one was that perspective and showcasing the world in that way. And I've said this to you, and I know it's a bit of a stretch, but you know, we have something that's, you know, both dark, mature, and a little crude with something like The Boys, and its perspective in terms of how it situates itself in real world scenarios. And I think that's its own commentary. And then on the other side, this feels very tongue in cheek. Again, less about heroes and villains and fractions and you know, groups and stuff like that, but more this sort of generalization of everyone getting some sort of superpowers, and they're not like superpowers that are like, you know, super strength and the ability to fly. Like, there's some of that, but there's really random ones, and I think that also is another layer of just something different within this genre. So I enjoy it. I think it's really great.
Well, I think they take that to another level this season. And Justin, I kind of wanted to ask you before we get into this review. I wanted to know, you know, you just brought it up. They've got a lot of people have, you know, sure, there's still super strength in this world. There's still the ability to fly in this world, you know, and those are kind of the standard powers that we all think of when we talk about, like, what would you want as a superpower? But instead of a superpower, what would you want as a practical power? Have you thought of any while you've been watching the show of like, damn, I just wish I could just do something a little bit easier? Or is there anything that would help you out in your day to day?
I'm a big technology guy, so like if there was a way for me to use my brain to just use my technology without having to actually use it, then I think
the good news is you actually know how to use technology, unlike Mary in the show, who can control technology with her mind but still doesn't know how to use it.
I do feel like that is a power wasted on someone who has no knowledge. But that said, I think that probably would be the one that I could think of most practical. I guess the other one too would be like some sort of like super fast metabolism.
Okay. You know, I dig that. Just
breaks down things really, really quickly. And
would you? But you know, that would that mean more bathroom situations? You know what I mean?
No, not well. It depends on how you look at it. If it's exerting energy and
more frequently, right?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that would be it. Maybe peeing, pooping. Yeah. I think that's, you know, I wouldn't want the excessive amount of being able to eat anything and shit it out right away. I don't want that power.
You gotta be careful what you wish for. I think for me, I thought of two. One that is maybe a little more like extraordinary, if you will, which is like the ability to upload and download skills. I think would be awesome. Like, you know, I'm on Duolingo right now. I'm trying to learn Japanese, and like if I could just like I don't know, go to a website or look at a book or something, and I just hold it to my forehead or something, and I know it. I think it would be phenomenal. But also the ability to like give that to other people, like in the Matrix, like you want to know Kung Fu, and I can just like touch the top of your head or something, and now you know Kung Fu. Now, how efficient one's body is at being able to utilize those skills, that I couldn't change necessarily. So there'd be ups and downs. The only other one that I thought of, though, would be knowing exactly when toast is perfect, like the perfect level of toast. That's and I know one. It. Yeah, I know it for me. I know it for you as well. Like if like whatever your if you like it a little burnt, I know how to.
Don't pop
yeah. I know. I'll know.
What's your toaster? Yeah, just a
yeah,
like micro movement on the dial.
Yeah,
it's perfect.
Perfect. That'll
not
be
for
it.
Me,
yeah.
But for you. Not for me, yes. But
yeah.
For you.
Yeah. But Justin, now that we know what our practical powers we'd have, let me get to the description for this season. And by the way, just if you're listening to this by this point and you haven't watched season one, we may touch upon there might be some spoiler elements even in just this description for season one. So make sure you watch season one before jumping into this review. But if you're right along for the ride with us and you're ready to jump into season two, then please enjoy. So after the revelations at the climax of season one, the gang finds themselves poised for their best attempts at being proper adults. This season follows Carrie and Cash rekindling their platonic relationship while finding their feet independently of each other. Our stray Jizz searching for where he belongs, and Jen striving for self-improvement, which proves to be a little bit tricky when you've got a penchant for self-sabotage. This is created and written by Emma Moran. Extraordinary stars Myraid Tyres, Sophia Oxenham, Bilal Hasna, and Luke Rollison. And season two of Extraordinary will be streaming on Disney Plus and Hulu March 6th. So, Justin, let's get right into it. I want to kind of circle back to what you sort of started off with in talking about this show. And yes, it's absolutely it's such a refreshing take on the superpower concept, right? Like The Boys and Invincible, I think, is one of those things where we're like, oh, this is so refreshing after the MCU. And then even after The Boys and Invincible, we get this show that you're right, it doesn't have necessarily superheroes or even supervillains. It's just messy, flawed humans. But the beautiful aspect of it is that because they're even more human. I mean, that's what Marvel was really started at as was ways to tell stories and connect morals to people through superhero, through superpowered individuals. But here, they're so lovable in their flaws, and they're also freaking hilarious. So I think it just so much about the concept works.
Yeah, I think the other thing to mention too about, you know, The Boys or Invincible, as you mentioned, is that they very much parody in some ways the superhero world, right? They draw reference to what has been done, certain tropes and cliches, if you will, and they kind of exploit it. And as we've mentioned with Extraordinary, it's not about that really. It's just about people and people with powers and that have been kind of given these powers, not by some special entity. It's just, it's a product of life. It's
everyone
common
in
as
the
puberty.
World.
Yeah, it's as common as puberty in the DNA of everyone, which obviously, as we got introduced to Jen in the first season, you know, to be surrounded by so many people that have very different, weird powers, she is obviously powerless. And to, you know, go on this journey of her kind of discovering herself and understanding why she doesn't have her own powers. It's very interesting. It's that in itself creates enough of an intrigue around your main character to differentiate her from the rest of the world, which is great, because it's like, it's almost like she's, you know, while everyone else around her is extraordinary, she's very ordinary, but there's probably some sense of extraordinary in her to a certain degree.
Well, it's that longing that she has that's just constantly driving at her to try to get powers. And I think it's interesting how you know you're kind of right. It's almost like the extraordinary part about her is that she isn't extraordinary.
Exactly.
And I think it's you know, the humor definitely continues over from the first season. I was cackling out loud, laughing, watching these episodes. And it, I think that my favorite part is that this season, you know, it picks up literally right where it leaves off. It doesn't, these characters don't skip a beat at all. You know, I think it's like we all know them so well, and this cast and their chemistry is just off the chain. And I think one of the beautiful things about this series, and especially in this season, it's, I think it's highlighted even a little bit more, where, you know, all four of our main cast members do get just as much time to shine. I think Jen stays the main focus. Like I think that's kind of the idea, but at the same time, at least I think all four of them do grow in different ways at their own pace. And I think it's believable over this eight episodes.
I would maybe disagree a bit with that sentiment. I think the one thing that kind of stood out to me, maybe this is something that didn't work, is that, you know, I love Carrie and Cash, don't get me wrong, but they had a majority of this season. They were very essential, and their post breakup storyline, when you hear that, you know what the tropes are with a story like that. And it goes through the motions throughout this season to see the different stages of them in this post-breakup mentality. It gets a little interesting as well, but at the same time, it was very focused on them, you know, as well as Just Lord. I think Just Lord does get a good amount of focus.
We got rocked by that you know, surprise at the end of first season,
right?
And so that's explored. Obviously that's a big
that's
focus
obviously
in this
explored
one.
Yes, exactly, and it's very interesting to see. But I love Jen, and I feel like this season the side characters were actually more important this time around versus her, especially how we get to the finale, you know, of it. We were gifted with all the episodes, so I do think that, like, there is more story to tell.
Oh yeah.
And I'm excited to see that, but I do think it kind of moved a little slower. And yeah, Jen has her moments in this that are still hilarious, and it's still very much centered around her, but her friends took precedence in this season, I found.
Yeah, I don't have much to say negative about this season, but because you did bring that up, I'm gonna jump quickly to that, and then I'll continue praising the crap out of the show. But I will say, to your point on pacing, the only thing I found was that for me, eight episodes with this cast and with what's going on in their lives, it wasn't enough. Yeah. I wanted more. It felt like we start off a little slower, we gain that momentum, and then it kind of just feels like we've stopped. And it, to me, I'm almost like, this is a part one of a season two.
Exactly.
And a season two. And so
that's so true. Yeah.
It's funny because, like, it is a compliment as well as a criticism, because it's like, I just want more. But at the same time, I think it's one of those things where it's like, they better renew this, because I want to see more. I want to live with these characters. But I think I come at it from both sides, though, right? Because I feel like we're also kind of spoiled from, like, the, you know, the new girl sort of length of seasons. And this is kind of the chemistry of that cast. To me, I get a lot of vibes in terms of the level of chemistry from this cast to that one. And the fact that they've done, you know, in two seasons so far, or at least just eight episodes each, I've gotten to that place with them, is something to be celebrated. Mm-hmm. But I do think, like, I'd love a bigger season. And I know British television, that's not exactly how that works.
No, but it's also, it's streaming television, right? You have to remember the times have changed, right? So
sure.
I think a lot of this has to do with the streaming agreements. To your point, though, the way this season ends, it does feel like there's already a renewal for a season three.
Yeah.
There has to be, especially the way it is. I don't know if that's like too spoilery, but, you know, again,
I mean,
the first season
ended on a cliffhanger.
You're right. The way season one ends, there is a bit of a, like, hey, look out for season two. And this definitely felt like, look out for season three. But you're absolutely right. The pacing for the first four episodes felt very, like, again, that's where we're going back and forth with seeing the stories between Carrie and Cash and Jizz Lord. And we got a little bit of Jen in there. And then as soon as we cross over from four to eight, it starts to amp up. We start to get a little more resolve around certain things, and then other things are introduced and they don't really pan out because, again, we're, as we said, like, it feels like they're moving into telling more stories in another season. But that is really my only complaint about this entire show, because I think the cast itself,
yeah,
you know, the first season really did demonstrate that their chemistry as a whole is so natural. It's so nuanced. They each understand who their characters are. And more importantly, they understand their relationships with one another. And it feels like they've built those relationships behind the scenes strong enough so that when they're on camera together, it does feel very fluid. It does feel very natural. Huge shout out to the entire cast for the show.
Yeah, I mean, when you watch them in interviews with them, you know, at times they're even finishing each other's.
Sorry, what do you want me to do?
Sentences. Yeah, there we go. Okay, we got to obviously work on our chemistry. But no, I think it. Yeah, you're absolutely right. Like you can feel it through, and I think that also continues through to the additional joining cast. Who I think there's a lot of moments that, you know, I think there's some moments that were obviously I'm busting the gut and I'm laughing and I'm crying tears of laughter. There are at least, I'd say, twice this season where my tears weren't from laughing. They were from actually tearing up, because they can get pretty heartfelt. But I also wanted to call out some of that additional cast. Kwaku Mills, who joins as Clark. Or I should say Clarks, and how they add a new dynamic to the group is really interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing them even more in more episodes, because I do think that they're going to maybe be a little bit more of a important aspect going forward. But then also Rosa Robson, who we saw at the end of last season, who is Nora, who is pretty much Jen's arch nemesis, is hilarious in this season. And I'd say, you know, I won't spoil what her superpower is, but her, if you know, let's just say one of her powers, I guess, is looking and seeming perfect. And she, for the most part, has that down. And it's really impressive.
Yeah, I think when we talk about again, when we talk about heroes and villains, they don't really exist in the show. But again, it's good people and bad people.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's questionable things to say about Jen's character and what she does. But
sure,
you definitely see that that perception around Nora, that idea of perfection, it almost has like a supervillain quality to it.
Yes.
And her power set is actually very supervillain-esque. I feel like it's if she used it, and then the way that it seems that she's using it to manipulate, I think that that's actually like, that's where someone would start crossing that line of being like a bad person with their powers, right?
Right.
So a lot of that unfolds, but to see the dynamic between Jen and Nora and to see that unfold in this show is stupendous. It's so good. It really does lead in for some great comedic moments, especially like that. Just there's one episode where it really does kind of hit the fan, and it's great.
Yes. Yeah. I also wanted to shout out Julian Barrett, who you might have seen in The Mighty Boosh, plays Jen's power coach. And, you know, at the end of last season, they finally got to enroll in this program. And so here he is. He's kind of like a therapist. And I can't say too much about him, but I would say that episode 5, which involves Jen sort of retelling her past 24 hours to him, honestly, Justin, I think it might be not just my favorite episode of this season. I think it's my favorite episode of this series. The way it's written is so well done, and it's got some of those elements of, like, you know, false storytelling, you know, to it,
and broken
telephone, exactly. And the ways that it kind of is communicated and then reshown, I laughed probably the most while watching that one.
Yeah, episode 5 is probably one of my favorite episodes. It's also the one that really did start kind of pointing out the fact of, because there's this ongoing theme of like, well, why are we talking about your friends? Right.
Yes.
And it's
and
like
she keeps trying to like divert the conversation.
Divert. And but so, and that kind of was how I was feeling about the season. And I honestly think that the reason why this season is probably about the friends who support Jen is really going to come into importance for season 3.
Right.
You know, and that, and how that works.
I want to shout out the fact that, yes, sure, 8 episodes and we're like, it's not enough. But they still found a little moment to play with genre a little bit. There is a Halloween themed episode that is perfect. It's actually a little bit scary at times. And I love when shows can bend their genre, but then work it so fluidly into the, like, the way the world works and the way that this extraordinary world works. And it's just so it's silly, but it's still realistic given the rules that they've already laid down. Mm-hmm. I thought it was fantastic. And then we got to shout out the music as well. Yeah, whether it's in the interstitials, pop punk, you got rock, you got hip hop, electronic. And then there is a surprising instance of screamo that still makes me laugh thinking about it. But I think all of that just adds continuously to the freshness of the series, because every episode I'm asking Siri, you know, like, what song is this? And I'm creating a little playlist. Hopefully they release all the music on Apple Music or Spotify or something like that. But I think that's kind of about it. I could easily watch 40-minute long versions of these episodes, which, you know, if there was 40 minutes in eight episodes, that might have kind of given us a little bit more. But at the same time, I know that's not exactly how these things work, and I'll be lucky to get 8 more 20-minute episodes with this cast and how wonderful they are. Cool. So we're going to be rating this season of Extraordinary Season 2 on a scale of 1 to 5 practical powers. How many practical powers would you give this season?
Well, again, like I was saying, I think this season it carries the comedic world of the superpowers in a really consistent way. And I love that it's, you know, these powers are as common as puberty, you know what I mean? And mm-hmm. I think the show's unique British humor still remains quite the highlight of the show, and really does set the difference from this show in comparison to other shows that kind of dabble in this. But as you're saying, the cast is, again, they just absolutely shine. Their chemistry is effortless. You know, they deliver really hilarious, very sincere, even sometimes, moments that are, you know, that will pull at your heartstrings. But like I said, I think the only thing that I really was that kind of stood out as a pain point about this season, or a negative, is the pacing of these episodes, and how we spent a little more time with the side characters and not really unraveling more about Jen. Again, she does get some good development, but I really think we're going to dive into more about her in season 3. So again, is that a benefit to season 3 because we've spent so much time understanding the people that are in her life that influence her? Maybe. I'm sure it will play the part. So it's just a matter of how this one works in relation to season 3. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be giving it 4 out of 5 practical powers. It's not a huge pain point, because again, there's so many other things about this show that work really, really well that make it feel, again, refreshingly different from anything else that's done in this genre.
Yeah, I agree for the most part. I do see the cast as a little bit more of an ensemble, and I actually really enjoyed Cash's storyline, and I thought that Carrie's storyline was really good too, and in different ways that, again, it kind of...
But do you feel fulfilled with their storylines as you do with Jen?
I would say that I just don't feel as I just want more. That's all.
I want more. Yeah. I want more of her story to unfold. Right.
Yeah.
So I think that, again, it's not to take away from the events that do happen, but you'll notice that it's like there's centric episodes around each of these characters.
Yeah.
And Jen's kind of like still playing the part throughout, and she's still an anchor, but it's very much focused on Carrie. It's very much focused on Cash or Jizz Lord or Nora or something like that. Like, you know, it does sort of that. And then it starts to shift more to like getting back to like Jen.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Well, I think, I think the, as you mentioned, the chemistry, there's heartfelt moments. There's moments that just, things that just kind of on the surface just are crazy and wild, that they just still make so heartfelt and so lovely. And the fact that we can feel that way about a character named Jizz is incredible. The fact that they can talk about Jizz in moments and you're still like, they're very serious about it. And it's just fantastic. It speaks to the writing on this show. Again, taking these fantastical ideas and connecting them in such a personal place. It's not easy, and I think this show does it in strides. And you're going to be laughing and crying along the way. The music is excellent. The additional cast this time around, I think, fit really perfectly into the show. But yeah, I just want more. I hope they do greenlight more seasons of the show. I know that season two was technically greenlit before season one even came out. So I'm hoping that we kind of get the same situation here, maybe in the next few days as of this recording, or, you know, as soon as it's released. Please go watch it so that it tells, you know, Hulu and Disney, or the British production company that's making this, to continue making it, and for Disney to keep distributing it, because this show is so good. And again, we want more. I want to see these characters grow. So I'm going to give Extraordinary Season 2 a solid 4.5 out of 5 practical powers. But that is it for this review of Extraordinary Season 2. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, make sure to subscribe to us wherever you like to listen to podcasts, if you haven't already. And if you want to write into the show with your thoughts on this series or any of the shows or movies we cover, well, I'm just going to use my powers to upload to Justin the ability to tell you how you can reach us.
Wow. That upload sounded painful.
Oh, I didn't upload. I didn't upload yet. Hold on. There you go. Now I uploaded. That was an upload.
That was a download.
A download. Upload. A brownload.
Well, they can reach us at wearegeekcentric@gmail.com. That's wearegeekcentric@gmail.com. Or they can reach out to us on the app formerly known as Twitter, X at GeekcentricYT, or on Instagram at wearegeekcentric.
Oh man, the power to control like CEOs who make really dumb decisions. That would be pretty good. Like, I don't know what would qualify, but I think changing Twitter to X would qualify. So maybe being able to have them change it back. But keep in mind, we also have a ton of other great episodes covering the latest in movies, TV shows, including our recent spoiler-free reviews for Dune Part 2. Ooh, we had a spicy time talking about that movie, as well as Netflix's Avatar The Last Airbender series, as well as Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 3. We've also got our Watch Club for Star Wars The Bad Batch Season 3 happening, with our current episode out now covering episodes 1 to 3, and our next episode dropping on March 13th covering episodes 4 to 7, and then we're going weekly as we finish up that series. We also have some great interviews out now, like our most recent interview with Paul Sun-Hyung Lee and Daniel Day-Kim from Avatar The Last Airbender. I was stoked to chat with these absolute legends about what the show means to them. And we talked a bit about thirst tweets as well. So definitely go check out that interview, as well as all of our interviews over on YouTube at youtube.com/geekcentric. And lastly, our Oscars prediction episode will be out soon. So make sure you subscribe to get to listen to that one. See if you agree with us. We're going to kind of provide our geeky perspectives on this year's best pictures and who's taking home the gold statues at the 96th Academy Awards. Maybe that would also be a good power, Justin, just to know who wins at the Oscars. You know what I mean?
But just the Oscars.
Just the Oscars. Like that's the only thing you can do.
That's how obscure the powers yes. are. It's like, you don't know who's going to win the lottery or
no,
anything like that.
No,
but you're just going to know who's going to take home the Oscar.
So you can win your $20 friend pool.
That's
going to
win
pool.
Best Picture. Yeah, exactly. Yes. That's going to win Best Picture.
Yeah. So again, subscribe, leave a review. It helps so much. We've got a ton of great stuff coming this month and all of 2024. So subscribe. You can join us. Again, you can join our Discord by clicking the link in our description as we cover all things geek-centric. Justin, thank you so much for joining me for this practically powerful, spoiler-free review. And as we say, love ya.
Peace.